Here he is, David Barnhill. How are you, Barney?
Wozza, how we going, son?
Yeah, good, Barn. How are you, mate?
Oh, sensational, mate. We're getting primed up for the two biggest days in on the Wagga Wagga calendar, mate. How's things up there?
Yeah, no, we got a bit of rain up here today, so hopefully the rain stays away from Wagga. But it's been remarkable, the rise and rise of the Wagga Carnival, though, Barney, because it's just got bigger every year.
Oh, the growth has been amazing. I mean, the club's well run. They've got a great board, and it just... Well, it draws some of the best horses in around the state. The prize money's going up, and all roads lead to Wagga.
Well, for those who haven't experienced the Calcutta at the William Farrer before, just sell it to them, Barney.
Well, we call it the Australia's biggest Calcutta, without doubt. Starts today with a good warm-up Calcutta for the town plate, which we're expecting, I'd say, 40, 50 plus thousand in the prize pool. Then tomorrow night, it's off the charts. We had a record every year. Last year was about 162,000 in the pot, and I reckon we'll surpass that this year with the great help of the DS pulling the shots up the front.
Well, we spoke about that yesterday on the program. A DS is, I can't remember his name, but you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. The old auctioneer. Is he still a part of it?
Yeah, the Logs is floating around. He'll definitely be spotting. We've got the best auctioneers in Australia who are previous Royal Show winners, Easter Show winners. They'll be auctioneering on the day, Wednesday and Thursday. But Logs will be floating. The
good,
great Sam.
He's good man, Logs. He loves that. He loves that stage.
Mm. He loves it. He does. No, we're looking forward to it. Tickets are on sale now, and the pot is starting to grow.
Speaking about the great DS, he's a big fan of the Snitties and the Steaks at the Farrer. What else can we expect on the menu, mate? I've never been down there. I'm hearing there's a lot of hype around it, but very, very jealous I can't be there with the boys.
Well, the Harvest boys, they've just done a great refurbishment. It looks sensational throughout the hotel. Had a cracker day last week with Anzac Day, and I reckon DS will walk straight into the lamb cutlets. It's one of his staples.
Talking about Anzac Day with the two up, it's always a big day there at the Farrer, I'm assuming. And that was the opening day, was it, after the Reddos?
Pretty much. They had a bit of a soft opening the previous Saturday, and then they launched into the Thursday, yeah.
And how's your are you still involved with the Punters Club down there, mate?
Mate, still running the Punters Club for the boys, and a couple of these key other dates on the calendar.
Yeah. And there's a job going at South, mate. Are you keen?
It's just a tough gig, that coaching, boys, isn't it, mate?
It is. Who'd want to
It sounds like they've already got their man sewn up by the sound of it.
Well, it sounds like Wayne is the number one target, and I think he'll be a part of that South Sydney team. And he had success there last time, but you just feel sorry for coaches in that situation, Barn, when they get sacked, don't you?
Mate, tough job. The boys used to call me Minibus. I was only half a coach. I wasn't much job.
You were very good, Barn.
It was good.
Barn and I did a couple of, what did we do, a season at the Dragons together. Then I moved on.
There.
I always had a meeting on, didn't I?
Mate, you're always in production.
Production meetings, yeah.
What did you... You both did some assistant work at the Dragons.
Yeah, back in, what year was that, Barn? 20 years ago, wasn't it? 20-odd years ago.
2003, 4, 5, I was there with the great Nathan Brown. Yeah, Loz came in as coaching coordinator, director.
Yeah, we loved it. We had a
What do you mean you had a meeting on? What did you do?
Well, I was working at Fox at the time.
Oh, right, okay. So you would...
So I'd have to
You
leave.
Were juggling a lot of balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was a good ride for Loz. He turned up. He was in production.
Well, Grubby reckons I did the same thing yesterday.
Oh, Dave, have you seen him yesterday at a shoot that we had? I reckon you would have been very disappointed in him. He's a different man. He walked onto the set and he's doing his hair and getting makeup on.
Had his own makeup artist, didn't you say?
He did. Yeah, well, right. Everyone had a separate one, but Loz brought his own.
he's still got the moisturiser, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he used plenty of that. Hey, listen, Barn, the cycling group, are you still doing that?
Mate, would you believe we've just come in? I've had to call to tell them to turn around early this morning. We've pulled into the coffee shop at 6:32 waiting for the call.
Yeah.
They're sitting out the front with my coffee. I'm sitting in the ute, so it's nice and quiet so no blokes going past pipping their horn. Just sitting in our tights. It's not a good look.
Well, mate, can you just tell our listeners, because Barney rides most mornings and they go nice and early, but you ride at times to Junee and back, don't you?
Yeah, Saturday. Some Saturdays we go do that Junee loop, Wannabadgeri Junee.
Which is a big ride.
Well, that's 100, but we try and do between 1600 on Saturdays. But during the week, we just pot around and, mate, it's just a bit of a social banner. For me, it's like turning up to footy training, plenty of sledging. We got a good crew of blokes. It's just like, honestly, it's just like footy training. Mm. Get little pains in the arse like Reno, Josh Reynolds.
I'm not a little one, mate. Big one.
Hey, have you got any mail?
Mate, we will have. I've got mail coming out my ears on my phone. But tomorrow I'll have some mail for you, lads. Mm.
Okay. You know, Barney's a good tipster. But we're in another punting group, and when we're in trouble, they always go to Barnyard. And Barney goes, give me half an hour, and I'll chase some mail. Okay. And he always comes back with something, don't you, Barney? Well, I don't know where you get your mail from, but you're always good.
I've got a couple of sources to like yourself. But, mate, you know what the punting's like. She's a hard gig.
Very much so. I've got a little friend coming over from Junee on the weekend too for Friday. He's ready to go.
12:25.
The great dunk. He's about to make an appearance at the Wagga Cup. Look out.
One other thing, Loz, I met a local bloke who quite often gets confused with yourself. A lot of punters think that he looks like you, and he was telling us a good story about when you were down for doing that country team years ago.
Yeah.
Out at Wagga, the bloke just kept annoying him all day, and the farrier kept coming up by him, scared, and telling about his young buck, and just, come on, mate, he needs a crack. And, mate, after a couple of hours, it wore him down because he kept calling him Loz, and he has got a bit of a... Does look a bit like your Loz, I won't say all the features, mate. But he ended up saying, mate, just bring him an R+1 tomorrow trainer. Give him a shot. So I don't know if a kid turned up to your training run out there, mate. I'm not too sure.
Geez, I can't remember. I can't remember. But how's I'll tell you what I did do. I ran into the referee over in Vegas.
Yes, he told me. I saw the photo, mate. He'll be floating around.
He'll be floating around again.
Yeah, I'll have the earpiece in, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. What's his name?
Liam Hannigan.
Liam. That's the one. He's the butcher.
The butcher, mate.
Yeah, the butcher. I ran into him walking up the street with his lovely partner in Vegas.
Yeah, no, I saw the photo, mate. We look forward to having you down, lads, tomorrow.
Beautiful, Barney. Thanks so much, mate.
Pleasure. We'll see you then.
See you, Barney.